One of the benefits of having to preach every day is you get to learn a lot about the saints. And until I had to prepare for this homily, I did not know about Saint Marianna, an amazing woman of holiness and generosity, who kind of the female counterpart to the great Saint Damien, Damien the leper. And she attracted the attention of a very great writer, Robert Louis Stevenson, who visited her, saw the work of her and her community, and he wrote a poem in her honor. He said, "To see the infinite pity of this place, the mangled limb, the devastated face, the innocent sufferer smiling at the rod, a fool were tempted to deny his God. He sees and shrinks, but if he look again, lo, beauty springing from the breast of pain. He marks the sisters on the painful shores, and even a fool is silent and adores." Well, so says Robert Louis Stevenson. And the question the world might address to St. Marianne is, why? Why do that? It was an act of unbelievable courage just to get from upstate New York to Hawaii as a tourist. Why do that to care for lepers for years? And someone might say, oh, I know this one, I know this one. He cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. Well, there's, as far as I know, no recorded miracle where she cured anybody, but she cared for them and treated them with great dignity, knowing that they were made in the image and likeness of God. So if I had to supply my own answer to the question of why would she do that, I think we should go to the letter of the Hebrews. God says, "See that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." Well, the mountain for our saint today was Calvary. Sacrificial love and obedience to the Father for the good of human beings. And giving the human body an amazing dignity and beauty and an opportunity for glory, sometimes obscured by pain and sweat and blood and violence, but there nonetheless. And I have to believe that our saint heard this and understood. And I believe too that her generosity was formed and sustained by how she worshiped. We have to be sure that at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, we're not recollecting a meal in an upper room in Jerusalem back in the day. We are instead looking to the one eternal sacrifice on Calvary, now present before the Father forever. For all of heaven is relentless worship, joyful worship, honoring the Lamb that died and rose for the life of the world. And because she had that vision, because she participated in that mystery, she was transformed and was generous in a way that I am incapable of comprehending, much less imitating. And I think she would say from heaven, now it's your turn. You too make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain of Calvary. And then for love of God and love of neighbor, act accordingly. May God's holy name be praised now and forever.